Champion Carla Cararini has won cash and prizes totaling $12,139. This week, players will win a spa, beautiful artwork, a diamond bracelet, and a trip to the Virgin Islands, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including a Volkswagen Cabriolet and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of the show, Jim Perry.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Happy to have you with us today. Delighted to have you with us. Found a new champ on the last show. She had a wonderful day. That over $12,000 is one day for Carla Cararini. Hello there, Carla.
Hello,
Cararini.
Jim.
I should give it the full... We kind of caught you unawares there at the beginning of the show. You were just resting and then suddenly, hello there, I'm on, right? We didn't get a chance to find out what you do for a living, Carla.
Actually, I have a little company. I'm a freelance advertising copywriter. I have my own little agency.
Oh, that sounds very interesting. Good to have you here, and well, you really did have a great day. Over $6,000 in cash
did.
And over $12,000 for the day. Well, win today, talking about $6,000. You'll play the winner's big money game for another $6,000. All set?
Yes.
Good luck. Here's the winner's challenge. Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer. Carla really cleaned up at our last show. That was lovely.
He has a vintage outlook on life from Long Beach, California. Say hello to Walt Madigan.
Hello there, Walt.
And she wants to doodle for dollars, originally from New York City, New York. Here's Ruth Miller.
Hi there, Ruth. Summer, we'll see you later with some bargains. Okay. Thank you. Ruth, you doodle? You want to doodle for dollars?
Yes, I doodle all the time anyway, Jim, so I figured I might as well do it for dollars, and I'm making a book out of my doodles.
Well, good for you. So there's going to be a Ruth Miller doodle book, huh?
That's not the name, but we'll
okay.
We'll use it.
Well, we'll look for the Ruth Miller book.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
Nice to have you here. Walt, you have a vintage outlook on life.
That's right, Jim. The nature of my job allows me to collect sunglasses from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I have some old granny glasses from the 60s, and they come in handy, especially for costume parties.
Oh, that sounds interesting. What job is that, Walt?
I'm in the sunglass business.
Oh, good. Good thinking there, Walt. Nice to have you here as
Thank
well.
You.
It makes sense to me. I collect sunglasses, and I'm in the sunglass business. Well, I'm in the giving away tennis bracelet business. What do you think of that? The winner of the match gets a beautiful tennis bracelet worth $2,600. $20 off you all off. Let's get into the match with it. On what TV drama does Stephanie Kramer play Fred Dreyer's sexy partner? Walt.
Hunter.
Hunter is the show. $5 for the correct answer. You're in the lead. What part of your body would be bruised if someone gave you a shiner? Ruth.
Your eye.
Your eye. You're exactly right. You've got your first five. If your boss is unhappy with your work, he might tell you to either shape up, Carla.
Or ship out.
You got it. We've got a three-way tie. What French word do we commonly use to describe an animal that's adopted by a sports team? Ruth.
A mascot.
Yeah, mascot is a French word. You didn't know you spoke French, did you, Ruth? You've got another five. Last year, 1/4 of all Americans claimed to have gone on regimens like Pritikin's, Nutrisystem, Carla?
Diets.
They're all diets, yes, indeed. And Carla ties Ruth for the lead. Tie for an instant bargain. Normally, the player in the lead could buy bargain merchandise, but we have a tie. So, Ruth and Carla, only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century price, hit your buzzer for one of you, lovely ladies. This is yours.
Ruth or Carla, add some new color to your home with a selection of beautiful boudoir accessories, like this comforter, set of sheets, matching dust ruffle and pillows, or select whatever strikes your fancy with a gift certificate from Living Stones of Beverly Hills. It's normally priced at $750, but today on Sale of the Century, it's for only $6.
Well, lovely things. And it is a gift certificate, so you can pick out whatever you'd like at Living Stones of Beverly Hills, $750 worth. But $5 instead of six, one question, five, and Carla will buy for five. Enjoy
that. That's
nice. Oh, that should be a lot of fun. And it's a gift certificate. You can have a ball there. $750 for five. Well done. We'll knock it off.
Thank you.
Ruth's got the lead. Walt and Carla in a tie for second. Along with co-star Susan St. James, he'll return as a love-starved vampire in the sequel to Love at First Bite. Walt.
George Hamilton.
George Hamilton it is, beating Carla to the buzzer. You tied Ruth for the lead. What European country could you attend an opera at the world-famous La Scala? Ruth.
Italy.
Italy is indeed correct. You're back into the lead. The Emmy-winning actress who wrote the bestseller called Free to Be a Family is Carla?
Marlo Thomas.
Nicely done. And Carla gets another five prize. Walt for second. $5 separate the players. $10 money card up on the board with the first fame game and a famous person. I am an entertainer who was born in the South in 1935. As a young man, I studied to be an electrician. But in 1953, my life changed completely when I paid $4 to make a record as a birthday present for my mother. Carla.
Elvis Presley.
Gotta be. Elvis Presley it is. Carla gets control of the board. $10 money card, where is
something? Down number six.
Well, if you lock the flashing lights into your buzzer, if you hit the 10, you'd go into the lead. Carla, good luck.
Okay, $10 money card, come to me.
No, like the low at number nine, and she gets...
It's a guitar.
Hey,
Suzuki's Unison, designed so anyone can play guitar. With one-finger chords, eight voices, six rhythms, and revolutionary soft-touch stringless fingerboard. Unison, furnished by Suzuki.
Sounds like a lot of fun, over $300 worth. That is yours to keep, and the game remains very close. Back to it right after this commercial timeout.
Perry and Sale of the Century.
Thank you, Don Mara. That's a good match. Champion trying for a second win, trailing by just a question. Ruth has that one question lead over Carla and Walt. One of America's favorite kinds of sandwich meats is this Italian sausage that comes in such varieties as, Walt?
Salami.
As Genoa and hard? Yes, indeed. Anticipated beautifully. Salami it is. Tied Ruth for the lead. After 20 years, they're riding the wave again with a new number one record. Carla.
Beach Boys.
First hit record since 1966. Kokomo is a hit for the Beach Boys. You're right. We've got a three-way tie. In government, what four-letter word describes the president's power to kill a bill? Ruth.
Veto.
Veto it is. Ruth goes into the lead again. It resembles a jellyfish, but it's a lot more dangerous. It's a floating creature called, Carla?
Portuguese man-o-war.
Nicely solved. Yes, indeed. And you tied Ruth again for the lead with an instant bargain. Ruth and Carla, you know the rules. Hear the low price, and one of you can buy this.
Ruth or Carla, get the best seat in the house with the getaway chair. Computerized massage lounger. Built-in AM/FM stereo cassette with wraparound speakers. Designed for total relaxation from HWE Incorporated. It's normally priced at $1,895. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $11.
This thing is a lot of fun. We've had this on before. It vibrates. It's got speakers with the radio. I mean, you can get romantically attached to this. This is a terrific chair, $1,895 worth. $11, nobody jumped. Two questions, $10. $8. $6. $5. $3. Going back. Carla will buy for three. Wow, way down.
Hey,
what's that?
I'll give it to my mom.
She will
love that kind of thing.
$1,895. Mom's going to enjoy that for $3. We'll knock it off, and a big buy indeed. What word that starts with a P describes the type of inactive pill a doctor sometimes uses, Carla?
It's a placebo.
To humor a patient, placebo it is. You're right. With another five, you're back in the lead. If you want to see the world's highest sand dunes, you should travel to the world's largest desert. Walt.
Mojave.
No, the Sahara Desert. They have sand dunes as high as 1,410 feet in the Sahara. My goodness. Cost you five, Walt. Paul McCartney recently gave a party for honored guests, the Crickets, to commemorate this late rocker. Carla.
Buddy Holly.
Buddy
Holly.
Almost 30 years ago, Buddy Holly died. Carla's right. She goes to 47. According to the old saying, crime does not, Carla.
Hey.
And Carla goes into the $50 mark. Yes, indeed.
Question.
What's that, Carla?
I know those money questions.
Know those money pay questions. Well, talking about crime not paying, absolutely true. I don't know if you saw this in the paper, but a man in St. Paul, Minnesota, robbed a florist shop, and he grabbed a car to make a getaway, a nearby 40-foot bright yellow school bus. He made it away from the scene of the crime, but they apprehended him an hour later when he stopped at a school to pick up children in the bus. We'll be right back.
Century.
And back to a match where our champions stretched it out a little bit there, but not a big lead. Carla's at 52, Ruth at 40, Walt at 30. Another money card goes up on the board as we go back to the fame game with a lot of information about a famous thing. I am an organization that spread to the United States in 1910 because one of my members helped an American businessman find his way in a London fog. Carla.
Traveler's Aid Society?
No. Out of the rest of the question. You stay at 52. You're playing for control of the board. And as we clear it, we continue for Ruth and Walt. I began 3 years before with just 20 members. Today, there are more than 13 million worldwide. Any boy between the ages of 8 and 18, Ruth.
Boy Scouts of America?
That's right. You started in England. They heard about it, came over here, and you've got control. Well done. $15 money card, where, son?
It's family number 3.
Two of them to shoot for, and one of them could give you the lead, Ruth. Good luck.
$15 money card, now.
Yes, indeed. $15 money card. We add that to Ruth's score, and as we add it, she takes a $3 lead over Carla. The longest speech ever made in the United Nations was the 4-hour and 29-minute tirade by this Cuban president. Ruth?
Castro.
Castro spoke for over 4 hours in the United Nations. You've got another 5. Frank Sinatra recently enjoyed the re-release of his 1962 Walt.
The Manchurian Candidate.
That's the film thriller, and Walt goes to 35. At the age of 29, this scientist and educator was granted a patent on his invention, the telephone. Ruth?
Bell.
Alexander Graham Bell was 29 when he got the patent on the telephone. Ruth, as you add another 5, the instant cash comes up, and it's all up to you now. 2 boxes have $100 bills. Carla hit it big on the last show, so we start over. One of these boxes is worth $1,000, plus the amount of your lead if you want to go for it. You have a $13 lead over Carla. It would cost you $13 for a shot at $1,000, Ruth. Going once. Going twice.
I can't.
No, Sam, I couldn't make up. I couldn't figure out if she was trying to make up.
13's my lucky number. I can't.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see where the money. It was in number one. Number one goes to 2,000, starts to build again. Is that 13 going to be lucky for Ruth? We'll see if she can hang on to the lead right after this commercial timeout. I bet you were trying to make up your mind there. No, no.
When you said 13, that was it.
That's it. I'm going to keep it.
One of our Sale of the Century contestants could win a brand new Cabriolet Boutique, designed for comfort and economy. Features a 5-speed transmission, air conditioning, leather upholstery, AM/FM stereo cassette with theft deterrent radio. From Volkswagen, this prize is worth $19,616. And now, back to Sale of the Century.
All right, Don, let's get back. So, Ruth, as soon as you heard you had a $13 lead, you said, that's it, I'm keeping it, huh? That's your lucky number.
Right.
Well, let's see if it holds up. Right now, you're at 65, Carla at 52, Walt at 35. Here's a question for 5. What large, dark blue variety of grape takes its name from the Massachusetts... Walt?
Concord.
The Massachusetts city where it was first discovered, Concord is right. Good anticipation. You're a 40. What European country is actually comprised of 2 nations, Bohemia and Moravia in the west, Carla?
Hungary.
No. And Slovakia in the east. And together they make up Czechoslovakia. Champion loses 5. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs, Ruth.
They shall inherit the earth.
No. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven, and Ruth loses 5. She'll make it up right now. $25 money card up on the board. Big fame game and a famous thing. I am a dance that developed from the Weller, a German peasant dance, and the Ladler from Austria. I was the most popular dance of the 1800s. I'm still a favorite among many. I am found in many operas and orchestral pieces. Walt.
The waltz?
The waltz is right, and you have control of the board, Walt. And a $25 money card goes where?
Behind the number 8.
And as we lock in, Walt, if you hit that 25, you would go into the lead. Good luck.
Okay, let's go. $25 money card. Now.
No, goes to number 2, and he gets...
It's games. Preston Fun Family Games, including Doorways to Adventure and Doorways to Horror VCR games, Topple, and more. Games people play together, furnished by Pressman Toys.
$350 worth of games. They are yours, and you are still within hailing distance. All 3 players fairly close here as we finish up the match with the speed round. That beautiful tennis bracelet is on the line, so may I have 60 seconds on the clock. Looking at the score, Ruth at 60, Carla at 47, Walt at 40. Good luck to all 3 of you. We start the speed round now. And what creepy movie did Sissy Spacek play a high school girl? Walt.
Carrie.
Right. What kind of fruit is often preserved in the sweet syrup called maraschino? Ruth.
Cherries.
Right. From what U.S. state does the sweetheart hail if she's a little girl from Little Rock?
Carla.
Arkansas.
Right. This sea snail called abalone sometimes produces what beautiful iridescent gem? Carla.
Mother of pearl.
Right. In what U.S. state are you if you're shooting the curl of the Pansai pipeline? Walt.
Hawaii.
Right. As a child, you might have had rubella, which is more commonly known, Carla.
German measles.
Right. About 80% of what Asian nations people live on the island of Honshu? Carla.
Japan.
Right. What game did Paul Newman and Jackie Gleason play? Walt.
Pool.
Yes. What type of tree branches are symbolic of the Sunday that falls right before Easter? Carla.
Palm.
Right. Glitter Dome and the Onion Field are both bestsellers by...
Joseph Wambaugh.
Right. What country would you be visiting on a cruise to Cabo San Lucas?
Walt. Mexico.
Right. What U.S. federal department oversees all of our military units in operation? Carla.
Department of Defense.
Right. In what London... Time is up and Carla has come from behind on it. Congratulations. Great speed round. And the champion gets a second win coming from out of nowhere.
Walt jumped in.
What's that, Carla?
Out of nowhere.
Yes, indeed. You were way behind. Good job on that. Paul Newman and Jackie Gleason. I was going to say the movie was The Hustler, and Walt answered correctly. It is Pool. And we've got to say goodbye to Ruth and Walt. Ruth, you made such a great move there, but unfortunately didn't get anything to show for it. The 13, I guess, today was not unlucky. It was not lucky for you, but maybe it'll be lucky another day. We do have some nice party gifts for you in the cash in front of you. And good luck with your book on doodling there, Ruth Miller. We'll look for that.
Thank you.
Walt, you got the games with the cash in front of you that puts you over the $400 mark, and you made a strong move there in the speed round. A very strong move. Congratulations. Thank you. Good game. But Carla pulled it out. Carla, as we congratulate you on that second win,
we will add
this beautiful bracelet to your total.
I'm so excited.
Well, Carla, add the sparkle of diamonds to your wrist with a 14-carat yellow gold tennis bracelet. Set with 50 full-cut diamonds weighing over 2.5 carats from Christine Chiquillo. This prize is worth $2,600.
And again, congratulations. That'll be lovely, yeah. But now, Carla's going to try for the second time at the winner's big money game. Come on, Carla. Well, congratulations there. Looked like you were falling behind for a while. And Walt made such a strong move. I can't keep track of the score, so I have to suddenly look and say who won it. And it was you.
Great. Now son of a gun.
Now you play for $6,000.
Yes, and I'm going to get it, I hope.
Well, we want to give it to you. It's been a while. People have been just missing, so let's do it today. Okay, which one of these three envelopes?
I think I will try blue again, Jim.
All right. 4 puzzles in 20 seconds gets you $6,000.
Right.
And for any new viewers, the clock starts when the first word of each puzzle is revealed. It stops when you hit that plunger to give me an answer.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
All you have to do is have the knowledge, and I know you've got it, so let's hope we hit 4 subjects that you know. Good luck.
Yes, sir.
20 seconds on the clock. We're all with you now, Carla, as we start the first puzzle now. Colorful suede footwear.
Blue suede shoes.
That's what it is. That's what he's saying about. Blue suede shoes. And you got that with 16 seconds, so you got a little ahead of the pace that you need to win.
Good.
Let's keep it up. Look at the next one now. Ball player, nicknamed Jolton, yes?
Joe DiMaggio.
You got it. Married Monroe, Jolton Joe DiMaggio. Gotta be DiMaggio after you hear Jolton. And at the halfway mark, 12 seconds. You're in good shape if you know it.
Okay.
Let's look at the next one now. Cars. Models include Cherokee. Wrangler. Yes?
Jeep.
That's right. The Wagoneer. Jeep. I thought you jumped in on Cherokee. Jeep Cherokee. 5 seconds. You're right on target, but you cannot get behind. You must stop the clock before the 00.
Okay.
Do it with a correct answer, and you've got $6,000.
Okay.
So for that $6,000, this is it now. DC Theater. Where? Booth?
Yes?
Oh, no. Just missed it, and you did say it, right?
Sports Theater.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I don't think that was not the one that cost you, because you did that Cherokee.
Cherokee,
if you had jumped
right,
in on Cherokee right. instead of waiting for Wrangler, I think you would have had it.
It just hit
00 before you said... You did know the Forest Theater, but I think it was like
Forest
a half
Theater.
A second.
Yeah. Oh, well.
We don't want to talk
Such
about it anymore.
No.
No.
Postmortem's
no.
tomorrow.
We're
That's
not...
Too sad.
You go... Right. We'll be right back. Watch these commercials. I think you're
I did do next
I think you tried to say Ford before you... Back with our champion. We were talking about it during the commercial. And I say it often, it is up to the player to stop that clock. And it looked almost like you were saying Ford's Theater before you stopped the clock instead of stopping the clock first.
Something did not
cost you. Well, you do have something beautiful to show for the day. Summer's got this lovely bracelet for you.
It is pretty.
It really is.
Thank you.
And a lovely two-day total. Carla's up to $17,692 on sale of the century. Bob it up.
Tale of the Century stars Jim Perry. This is John Morrow speaking.